Ghana places significant value on the UN human rights bodies and mechanism, recognizing the importance of special procedures in helping member states enhance human rights protection. My delegation believes that fostering trust, collaboration, and constructive dialogue between member states and special procedures mandate holders is essential for these mechanisms to effectively improve global human rights conditions. As a member of the Council, we view the human rights bodies and mechanisms as the foundation for the protection, promotion, and monitoring of human rights globally, and that they ensure that individuals and communities can claim their fundamental rights and freedoms, holding states and other actors accountable for human rights violations. Mr. President, as the world continues to evolve, these bodies tasked to protecting human dignity must also adapt. To ensure the human rights mechanisms remain effective, several actions, including strengthening the independence of expert panels, rapporteurs, and fact-finding missions to prevent state interference, should be taken. Also, we must strive to improve coordination between international, regional, and national human rights bodies to avoid overlapping efforts, as well as support human rights institutions in less developed countries through capacity building initiatives. Ghana reaffirms its continued collaborative efforts with special procedure mandate holders and will respond positively to requests for country visits, as we believe that such visits are beneficial to the country through the mandate holders' constructive recommendations. In conclusion, we reiterate that in line with Resolution 5/1, the selection and appointment of mandate holders should ensure fair geographic representation and adequate inclusion of diverse legal systems. We reaffirm our strong commitment to working in good faith with all human rights bodies to promote the enjoyment of human rights for everyone. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank you.